So these congenital adrenal hyperplasia questions with the 11, 17, 21 hydroxylase deficiencies, extremely annoying for everybody involved. And as I've talked about in previous questions, as much as I'd like to say in theory that this stuff is low yield, don't worry about it, it won't show up in your exam, it's not my opinion that matters. It's the fact that this stuff shows up all over the NBME exams for step one. So it's very high yield. So in terms of addressing this question, being as concise as possible, I'm first just going to focus on the 21 hydroxylase deficiency, and then I'll put this in a bigger context so you know the factoids for the exam so you can get these correct despite feeling iffy. Now, 21 hydroxylase deficiency, we're going to see increased DHEAS, that's dihydroepiandrosterone sulfate, that's the adrenal specific androgen produced in the zona reticularis of the cortex. And we would also see an increased 17-hydroxyprogesterone and an increased 17-hydroxypregnenolone for that matter. So both of those are going to be elevated. We can eliminate those. ACTH will be elevated, not decreased, because we have decreased cortisol with 21-hydroxylase deficiency. So the low cortisol means there's less negative feedback at the hypothalamus and anterior pituitary. So we get increased ACTH outflow. And then that increased ACTH is actually going to be what induces the hyperplasia of the adrenal cortex. So that in and of itself is a high yield detail, knowing that the reason we have the adrenal hyperplasia is because cortisol is low. So ACTH goes up and is stimulating the adrenal cortex. Now we look at glucose and potassium here. In 21-hydroxylase deficiency, we have both a de in terms of the zona fasciculata layer, we have not just a decrease in cortisol, but we also have a decrease in the cortisol precursor, 11-deoxycortisol. So the fact that we have minimal glucocorticoid altogether is going to cause a decreased serum glucose level. So we know that that would be correct in this case. Now, looking at serum potassium, because we have a deficiency of mineralocorticoid, so in 21-hydroxylase deficiency, not only do we have decreased aldosterone, but we also have a decrease in the aldosterone precursors, corticosterone and 11-deoxycorticosterone. So there's minimal mineralocorticoid available to induce the secretion of potassium distally in the kidney. So our potassium level is high, not low. So that answers this question. We would have low serum glucose, a lot to wrap our head around. Now I'll just kind of give you some concise points. So even if you see one of these vignettes and you say to yourself, "No fucking idea." Before you give up, just these are the key points you need to know. In 21-hydroxylase deficiency, as I mentioned before, you would have an increased DHEAS, you would have an increase in 17-hydroxy substrates, you would have an increase in serum potassium, a decrease in serum bicarbonate, and a decrease in serum glucose. And your blood pressure is often low or low normal. That constellation is 21-hydroxylase deficiency. But the key being the high potassium, that's probably the most salient component. In 11-hydroxylase deficiency, similar to 21 deficiency, we would also have an increased DHEAS and 17-hydroxy substrates. But unlike 21-hydroxylase deficiency, in 11-hydroxylase deficiency, our potassium will not be elevated. Okay, so our potassium will often be in the normal range. Sometimes it can even be low, and our bicarbonate is not going to be. It's not going to be decreased. Okay. So sometimes it can even be normal or increased. And in terms of glucose, it would not be low because in 11 deficiency, we're still able to make 11-deoxycortisol. Okay. So we can still get some glucocorticoid function. Now, in 17-hydroxylase deficiency, we would have a decrease in both DHEAS and 17-hydroxy substrates. Okay, so if the question shows you those as elevated, you know right away it's impossible to have 17-hydroxylase deficiency. In 17-hydroxylase deficiency, we would get an excess of serum aldosterone, and that's going to lower serum potassium. So the key to answering the 17-hydroxylase deficiency question is that serum potassium is low. And we also would have a decrease in DHEAS and a decrease in the 17-hydroxy substrates. Once again, as I told you from the beginning, extremely annoying for everybody involved because as the student, even when you hear the explanations, you say, no fucking idea. I'm gonna have to look at this later. Just like, figure it out on my own. And then from my angle as the tutor, I say, well, I'm doing the best I can to keep this concise, but I'm aware, despite how I explain it, it's gonna come off fucking confusing. So that's pretty much it for this question, okay? It was decreased glucose that we would see in 21-hydroxylase deficiency. That's it.